Let me just first off say this. Number one, I'm totally against selling, and I'm surprised one of your guests did know. Most people don't. It's not six, it's eight ports in Beaumont, Texas, and, of course, Corpus Christi. And for those that don't know, Corpus Christi is almost as big as the Port of Houston. It is gargantuan. And so, yes, you heard it here first, Coast to Coast to Ham. I was going to break that tomorrow on my website because I wasn't aware until this evening. Then I heard it on your broadcast that, yes, it's actually eight major ports, not six. So first off, I'm against transferring it, but it's not because of Arab or Muslim phobia as the media has been trying to portray it. My first documentary film, the first film I made, and certainly I'm not an accomplished filmmaker like yourself, winning the highest award in the country three times, but the first film I made was about this subject, and it's still available at Infowars.com. It's America Destroyed by Design, and I showed how the Panama Canal, how the Long Beach Naval Base, one of the only major deepwater ports on the West Coast, was given to the communist Chinese government. I heard one of your guests earlier say that Hutchison, Wampo, and others were predominantly controlled by the military. No, it's run by them. That came out in congressional testimony. And so, back when Bill Clinton was doing this, I was criticizing him, and now so many conservatives are trying to be partisan and saying, well, leave George Bush alone on this. No, I was the same 9 years ago as I am today on this. It's about sovereignty. It's about infrastructure. And that's the main reason I'm against it. But people out there listening need to know that the Bin Laden family builds almost every, they get over 90% of the contracts, almost every U.S. military base and facility in the Middle East. They even build some of them in Europe.
Isn't that ironic, Alex? Isn't that bizarre that the family would get those contracts when we're running around the world looking for one of their family members?
Well,
it's incredible, isn't it?
Well, yes. In the first year after 9/11, they made an additional $3 billion. They are the second largest shareholder in the Carlyle Group. The Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, is the largest. The Bushes are shareholders. And so, you know, this is the issue I'm trying to bring up to people. But to understand the port, some details I haven't really heard tonight from some of your guests. I heard you talk about it at the start of the broadcast. The problem here is that we have illegality going on, and that's not my opinion. That's New York Daily News, Associated Press, and even Chuckie Schumer. I normally am against on those topics. I agree with him here. Treasury Secretary John Snow, while he's in office, is also on the board of the English company, who's already foreign-owned, that is selling these eight ports, not six, eight, and for the $6.8 million. Then we have Snow's as chairman of CSX Rail Firm that sold its international port operations just 2 years ago or a year and a half ago.
For $1.15 billion.
Yes, and then we have David Sanborn, who runs the DuPuy Ports World. That's this company, European and Latin American operations. He's been tapped as Bush last month to head up the U.S. Maritime Administration. So a individual who will still be on the board of this company, a current head of their European and Latin American operations, is going to be running the Maritime Administration, which, by the way, is over so many facets of the current police state. And they've changed the laws where Maritime Administration will be over the major highways, even state highways of the United States. So we can, I heard Steve Quayle honor me earlier saying I've done a lot of work on this. Yes, I am a total expert. And there's a lot of subjects I'm not, but on this toll road situation, believe me, we can spend a few minutes on that. It is bombshell. So later.
Yeah, let's do that right at the end tonight. Alex, my big issue with this is the flagrant abuse of selling off in basically giving away assets of the United States. I mean, it is almost as if, you know, you and I for the last couple of years have talked about the New World Order, and it seems like every moment you're on with us, things are getting closer to that period.
Everything we've talked about is coming true, and that's why our credibility has exploded.
I know, and it's yet 5 years ago I would have said, you know what, Jones, you're absolutely nuts. This is not going to happen. Yet you look at it now, and it's happening faster than any of us could have imagined.
Well, you're right, and if you go to coasttocoastam.com, there's a link that you guys have got over to a story I wrote this afternoon just for the broadcast, The Port Sellout and the Dismantling of America, Globalists Swallowing U.S. Sovereignty Through Front Countries Like UAE, But China Threat Ignored. And to understand, the British Empire never went away. They set up the United Arab Emirates. They set up Saudi Arabia at the turn of the last century, about 95 years ago. And UAE is a little client state. They are a little globalist state. They are a little lapdog of the New World Order. And basically, they're just shuffling some of their marbles, trading some of their baseball cards in. And, you know, we talk about, oh, what happens if they hire Arabs? What happens if they hire Muslims and they're running this port? Well, already a fraction, I believe it's about 1 in 1,000, according to federal numbers, or even a little bit higher, 1 in around 1,100, of these giant containers, as you rightfully said, the size of an apartment or a
truck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 40 feet long, these things.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's the thing you see on the back of a train or a tractor trailer. And so already they're not searching but one roughly in 1,100 of these, but then the state police want to pull me and my family over and ask us questions, and if I say, well, I have a Fourth Amendment, they go, oh, but 9/11. Give me a break. As you said earlier in the last hour, border's wide open, the containers aren't being searched, but I'm being told I've got to have a microscope over me and my family and the NSA snooping and everything I do. So on its face, it's a complete joke. There is no reality based in any of it. And I'm not saying that this is a political football, but UAE taking over these 8 ports, people email us and say, no, it's 6. No, folks, it's, George reported last hour, it's 8 ports, Corpus Christi as well, huge ports.
Well, listen to this bizarre theory, Alex. Tell me what you think. If you truly believed, not you, but if you truly believed that terrorism was real, you wouldn't do this deal. You'd say, you know what, it's a bad PR move, the American people aren't going to stand for it, we just can't do it.
It shows an arrogance and imperial
hubris. That's right, if you believe terrorism is real. If you believe, on the other hand, that you know something else that you think we don't know about terrorism, who it's fronted by, who pays for it, who's involved with it, maybe then you go ahead and do a deal like this because you know you can push that terrorism button anytime you want.
Oh, I don't think that's a theory. That's what the Pentagon has said.
Well, I'm beginning to maybe even change my views a little bit about that, where I would have thought 4 years ago that this was all Middle Eastern influenced. I'm not sure anymore.
Well, I mean, here's the question I pose to you, and this is the point I've made over and over again. It came out right after 9/11, about a year after, that 90% of the people at the Boston airport searching the World War II vets, and I've witnessed a World War II vet going to a Pearl Harbor remembrance in Chicago, having foreigners jabbering who couldn't even speak English. He had an oxygen tank, and they were prodding this Pearl Harbor survivor while people with turbans were walking around on the plane.